The Eddy B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Zevachim has been dedicated by our good friend and student of the Shi'ur Daf Yomi, Binyamin HaKohen, Benny Cohen, that they call Benny C., that has dedicated this Masechet, and Be'ezrat Hashem he will have Hatzlacha V'harvacha, and being that he is a Kohen, Be'ezrat Hashem when Mashiach comes, he will serve in the Beit HaMikdash with the other Kohanim that will serve in the Zichut, that he dedicated this Masechet that specifically talks about the Avodah of the Kohanim in the Beit HaMikdash of the Korbanot. Tar Rabbanan, we're on the second line of Kuf Aleph. Kichen suveti, ka'asher suviti, ka'asher siva Hashem. Okay. So these are pesukim that were written in the Torah after the death of Nadab Babihu. So the Gemara is going to explain these pesukim. As a matter of fact, we're going to probably need a little intro over here. Okay, Parashazur Osekut Ba'aninu Tam Shel Aharon Ubanav. Remember, this all happened on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. There was three korbanot that were brought on that day. The Mincha, which we'll see what that was, the Shelamim and the Hatat. Now the Mincha and the Shelamim were inaugural korbanot. So whatever's going to happen to Gabe, those korbanot, you can't learn it for the future. Because those are once in a lifetime korbanot, so they have a special deen. The Hatat is a regular Hatat of Rosh Chodesh. Always on Rosh Chodesh you put a korban Hatat. So whatever we're going to say about the Hatat, you can apply to the future as well. Okay. The parasha sham muvat Moshe sivat Aron le'echol et ha'mincha v'tchazef v'shuch shel shelamim. Now they won't in. It's Yom Kibura. So there he died. So Moshe tells, even though they were onen, tells them to eat the inaugural stuff. Eat the mincha, eat the shelamim. Lachar mikir matza Moshe shahatat nisrefa. They had burnt the hatat. So he got angry. He said, why did you burn the hatat? Aaron explained why he didn't eat it, and Moshe agreed. That's the skeleton of the story. Hey, the hatat. Why'd you burn the hatat for? And Aaron comes along and says, this is my logic. So it says Moshe agreed. He didn't get ashamed to say, you know, ta'iti. The Gemara now is going to try to discuss the dialogue. What did Aaron hold? What did Moshe hold? What did he answer back? It's very important. So it's Tanur Banan. On that day, which was the eighth day, the eighth day of the Miluim, it says by the Mincha, take the Mincha and eat it. Yichin suveti. I commanded you. On the Hatat, it says eat it. Kashir suveti. Also, by the Shilamim, it says, eat the Shilamim, Kashir Siva Hashem. Why did three times it have to say, Kashir Siva, Kashir Siva? Kichin Suveti, Ba'aninut, Yochluhu. That even though Ya'aninut, because his sons died, Nadav Avihu, and Kadashim is normally asur for an onen. However, he told him, eat it. Kichin Suveti. I have a special Hura'at Sha'a, a special dispensation for you, eat it. Ka'ashir sveti mish'at ma'aseh amar lahem. Which means, when Moshe Rabbeinu heard that the Sa'ir Hatat, they burnt, he rebuked them. Why didn't you listen to me? Which means, I guess he told them when they were on Ninim, eat the Hatat. So that's why it says by the Hatat, Ka'ashir sveti. He was rebuking them. I told you when you went in to eat the hatat. Now I'm finding as pistons. Now I'm finding out that you didn't listen. You burnt it. Kasher siva Hashem v'lo me'elai ani omer. Right? He said, I know it's a kedush that I'm telling you to eat it ba'aninut. But what should I tell you? It's not my own. V'lo me'elai ani omer. Therefore, this is what I'm telling you. Therefore. Don't do to the Shilamim what you did to the Hatat. The Hatat, I don't know why you burnt it. But listen, I'm not making this up. Go Okay. I want to get to it. I want to read this parasha once to say it inside. By the bear Moshe laharon velelazam mitamar banaba notarim kichu etam mencha hanoteret veichluah matzot el talzeh ki kodeshi vaachaltem otam bemkom kadosh ki chokham ki chen suveti eat it even though you're an onen. Hazet terufa shok teruma, that's the shilamim. Nitnu b'zefash shamei says shok teruma hazet terufa. Listen, I'm not making this stuff up. Whatever you did with the Hatat, don't do this to the Shilamim. When it came to the Seer Hatat, Darash Moshe, where is it? He sees it's burnt. He got angry at the Kohanim. Why don't you eat it? Like I told you earlier. Okay? And then Aaron's going to answer. By the bit Aaron and Moshe, hey, now you're going to answer. We have to see that now. Okay? So it says over here now, according to this bright, he tells him he's got to eat all the korbanot, even though they were onanim. What do you mean? It says, the hatat of Rosh Chodesh mepene aninut nesrefa. Which means, since all the Kohanim were Onanim, there's no Kohanim left, it's just Elazar v'Itamar Naharot, the old Kohanim, so you can eat it. What do you do with a Hatat that cannot be eaten? You burn it. Lekach ne'emar, v'tekrena, says Pasuk Ka'ele. Which means, Aharon answers back, after this happened to me, Ka'ele, meaning these events, meaning the death of Nadav Avihu, Hayitav b'nei Hashem, you think Hashem wants me to eat the Yisair? Baninut. So therefore, how could you tell me that Moshe was telling him to eat the korbanot baninut? You see, Aaron's clearly saying, how could I eat the korban hatat? There's aninut.
Moshe agreed.
Which means Moshe is telling Aaron that they should have eaten it, even though they weren't in him. But we see over here that the reason why they didn't eat it is why? Because they weren't in him. So should they have been or should they not eat it? I'm not sure that kasha. Har biyuda, har bi nehamia. Detalia. Mepne aninut serafuha. Lekach ne'emar ka'ele deber bi nehamia. That's what Rabbi Nehamia. He said, after these events happened to me, what should I do? Ka'ele, just these events. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon omrim, mepne tum'an nesrefa. Not because of onen. Something happened to them. They became tame be'ones. Nu hadushia. Nothing to do with from the side of any new they could have eaten. So why did they eat it then? It became tameh. She imatam danu nesrefa hayu l'shloshtam chisrefuha. If they burnt it, they should have burnt all the korbanot.
They only burnt the
hatat. Why they eat the other ones? Okay. Davar acher hayu ayara ui leochlan na'erev. Another reason is that they didn't eat it by any new. They could eat it at night. What does that mean?
And they wouldn't have burned it for any nutrient reasons, even though they couldn't eat it.
Look at Rashi. Hayar lahem leochlam na'erev. Hayar lahem leochlam na'erev. See Rashi? It's all the way down a bit. The Rabbi Yehuda, afagav damar anut laila de'oraita, modehu, דלאותו היום הותרה להם אנינות לילה וכל שכן רבי שמעון דאף לדורות אינו אלא מדברי סופרים כמה פרש טעם דרבי נחמיה. So therefore the reason why they didn't burn the other stuff is because they could have eaten it at night, because אנינות לילה there was no אנינות לילה in those days. Therefore, what is he answering?
Must have been burned for another reason besides aninut.
If it was for aninut,
they would have eaten it at night.
I guess the duration is still, we have till the next morning. So therefore, if it was aninut, they could have eaten it at night because the aninut wouldn't have part. So therefore, it chose you must have been for a different reason. Fine. Must have been tumah, for example. Okay. Tamara ha'er v'alo pinchas ya'imahim. Aha. You had a kohen over there. Pinchas, which means... Granted, Elazar and Itamar were onanim. Aharon,
he wasn't
born yet. Oh, we'll see. Gemara at this point. Aya Pinhas. So if Pinhas is a Kohen, so why did they give him to eat it? And there must be something else happened to it. It wasn't a Din of Onin. So right away, before we go further, we have two ways to analyze this parasha. One way is to look at it as it was an Aninut subject. But the Aninut subject poses a problem. Because if it was an Aninut subject, they ate two out of the three. If it's Aninut, they shouldn't have eaten any of them. So that's why the other rabbi comes along and says, must be it was a Aninut's not an issue. They were able to eat for some reason, even though normally Onin doesn't eat. Well, they weren't Tameh, really. They didn't come in contact with the bodies, let's say, but they were Onin. But for some reason, this type of Aninut allowed them to eat the two. So then why'd they burn the third one? Why'd they burn the Hatat? Something happened to it. It became Tameh or something. And again, well, I'll prove it from two standpoints. I'll prove it to you. Because it was an Aninut standpoint, they could have eaten in the night. They didn't have to... Which means, you're right. They don't have to burn it. Why did they burn the Hatat? Because it went in? Wait at night and eat it. There's no Aninut Laila from the Torah. Another reason. Why did they burn it? Bichlal. Give it to Pinhas, let him eat it. If it's an Aninut issue. He wasn't on in. Yeah, there must be something else that's happening over here. Rashi. Pinhas. Shiloya on in. Okay. Now let's go. So therefore, those are the two answers. So it comes again, we have a machloket, Rabbi Yudam, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Nehamia. Is it aninut or is it because of something else? Rabba Amar Idi V'Idi, Rabbi Nehamia. La Kashia. Kan Bekotche Shah, Kan Bekotche Doro. Okay. It was an aninut issue. Nehamia is an aninut issue. How are we going to remember that Nehamia holds aninut? Figure name is so you can remember that. Okay, the Nehamia holds Aninut. Hamia is Mashon Nehamah. Aninut. He holds it was an Aninut issue. So they ate two out of the three. Why? Because those were inaugural Korbanot. Those are once in a lifetime Korbanot. Once in a lifetime Korbanot, the Lov Onin doesn't kick in. The Sa'id of Rosh Chodesh, which is a
teacher,
it's a Dorot, then the regular laws apply. Very simple answer. So Aaron made a chiluk on his own. He said, Kodesh Sha'ah, Kodesh Dorot. Kodesh Sha'ah will wait. Kodesh Dorot, burn. Now the Gemara says. Now we're going to get into the Pesukim. Rabbi Nehamia, hechi metaretz lahani kira'e, v'rabbara hechi metaretz lahani kira'e. Now they have the two ways of learning.
They had to act like generations, which means the Aninu was on at night.
The Aninut was on with them in the day.
Right, but the answer why they didn't.
Well, we're going to see the Pesukim now.
We're going to see now.
Watch. So there's two ways of looking at it here. Either it's an Aninut issue, or it's a Tumah issue, and then you have another version of it. It was a difference between Kodesh Sha'ah and Kodesh Dorot. So the Gemara begins. How does Rabbi Nehamia learn the Pesukim? How does Rabbanan learn the Pesukim? Rabbi Nehamia mitaretz lehu hachi. Madua lo achaltem. Amar lo Moshe le'aharon. Shema nechnas dama lefnai ve'lefnim. Remember we learned that a chatat, that the blood goes inside. The blood is supposed to remain outside. It was chatat chitzona. The blood of the chatat that goes inside the rechal becomes pasut. So Moshe Rabbeinu is asking, why didn't you eat the Hatat? Maybe something happened to the blood? The Pasuk Lashon, get the Pasuk Lashon, the Pasuk says, Madu alo chetamat the Hatat kum al Kodesh? Hen lo huva etama el HaKodesh penima? Did the blood go penima? Did the blood go inside? Amar lo. So what does Aharon answer? Hen lo huva etama. No, that's not what happened. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, maybe it went outside of the mechitzah. That's why he didn't eat it. Amar lo b'kodesh hayta. Aaron answers back, no, it remained in the kodesh. It never went out. V'dilma ba'aninut akravtuha utsaltua. Maybe you brought it when you went on end. That's pasu.
He wasn't allowed to?
No, you can't bring it when you're on it. He was about eating it now. When he brought it, it was okay. Aaron's children died after. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, I figured out why he didn't eat it. Because you brought it Ba'aninut. You made a mistake. That's why it's Pasul.
We say Kohen Gadol Makrib Onen.
V'dilma Ba'aninut Akrefte Uf Saltuha. Elazar B'Itamar. The one Kohen Gadol.
Oh, that's what we have. Maybe they brought it.
So they brought Ba'onen Onen as Pasul. Amar lo Moshe V'chihe Mekrib. What's the next line? Ani Akrefte. So therefore, even if it was on him, it doesn't matter. I'm a Kohen Gadol. Kohen Gadol is not going to be on him. So whatever Moshe is telling him, I don't want to give him the right answers. Amar lo, hein lo huva et dama. The blood didn't go inside. That's hein lo huva et dama. Uba kodesh haita. And it was always in the kodesh. Never went out. Achol tochelu ota kaasher sibeti. Which means,
Ba'aninut yochluha.
And therefore,
why didn't you
eat it? Which means if nothing happened,
right,
and you answer me positive on all the questions, achol tochlu ota, which means eat it, even though you were not in. Amar lo. So Aaron comes back and says, which means just like I told you to eat the mincha. I told you to eat the other stuff. So what's the difference? We should have eaten the hatat of Rosh Chodesh. Kasher Seviti. Amar lo v'tikrena oti ka'ele. This happened to me with the death of Aharon and Nadav Avihu. V'achalti hatat hayom hayitam b'nei Hashem. Shema lo shamata ela b'kodshe sha'a. Maybe you only heard that they waved Aninut on the inaugural korbanot, the temporary ones. If ma'asir sheni, which is kal, then korbanot, and you not eat it be'onin, the person has to confess. Lo achati be'onin, I did not eat the ma'asir be'onin. You think a korban of dorot should eat Aninut? Moshe, next line. Miyad vayishma Moshe vayitam da'inav. Moshe heard, and it made sense. Hoda velo bosh Moshe lomar lo shamati. He could have said Moshe, oh, nice chiluk, but I never heard that chiluk. You know, he could have covered it. He could have said, no, he could have said, meaning, I never heard this chiluk. Instead, he said, Ela amar shamati v'shachachti. He said, you're right.
Unbelievable.
The Hashem said this. But I forgot it. Okay, so that's good. According to the opinion that says it was an Aninut issue, and there's a chiduk between Kodshe Sha'al and Kodshe Dorot, everything makes sense over here. Understand the whole story there? Be'onin. Uma ma'aseh sheni hakal she'asul echo ba'anut korbanot. Korban hatat is a kodesh, is a hamul. Kodesh can you eat ba'aninut? This is kodesh sha'a, kodesh dorot. Okay, but Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon came to tell the other rabbis. That means Rabbanan. Rabbanan means Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Hakim et Tatsil again. What's their shibara? Wasn't an aninut issue. They hold.
You're allowed to eat
ba'aninut. So why did they eat the hatat? Something happened to it. Okay, how did they learn? Madu lo achatem et hatat b'mkom hakodesh. Same story. Hey, Aaron, they burnt the hatat. So Moshe comes, hey, why don't you eat it? Shema nechnas dama nefnaim defnim. Amar lo, hen lo huva dama penima. Shema chutz l'mechisata yatzat. Amar lo, hen b'kodesh hayta. V'dilma ba'aninut akreftua v'sartua. Amar lo, Moshe, hen ikriwa depasua b'aninut, ani akreptia. V'dez dekina. V'dilma agav mirilaychu. Maybe you became tamay. Maybe you were so bitter and upset from the death. Somehow you made it tamay. Amar lo Moshe, kach ani be'aynecha, she'ani mebaze kodesh shamayim. What, you think I'm going to be mebaze the kodesh shamayim? V'tikrena oti ka'ele, afilu ele. V'cha'ele. Even if it happened Barmanan twice, such a tragedy, which means he said ele ka'ele, meaning even if another thing would happen like this, would happen, Chas v'shalom, when I mevazek kodesh shamayim. So what was the reason that? Amar lo v'i hen lo v'adama. Again, if the dam didn't go inside, uba kodesh hayta, it didn't go outside the azara. Achol tochlu ota b'kodesh kastikit parinut yochluha. So what's the only issue you're telling me? It wasn't a tumah issue, it was an aninut issue. You should have eaten it baninut like you ate the other ones. Amar lo shema lo shamata ela balayla di'i bayom kamachomer ma'aseh akal uma ma'aseh akal amna torah b'chatimunin memenu kodesh hamur lo kol sheken. Moshe, you heard that you can eat ba'aninut, you're right, when did you hear? Maybe you heard aninut laila you can eat, but did you hear aninut yom? It's kalvachomen ma'aseh hakal uma ma'aseh hakal lo achate boni on the day of the aninut, so certainly on the hatat as well. Miyad vayishma Moshe vayitav be'ena lo bosh Moshe loma lo shamati ela shamati v'shakachti. So then the question is,
what about the other two?
Wait, Kosla. The other ones they ate.
Why
not?
He
still agrees to the shaluk. But the part, it's a hatar at night then. That's the question. What? It didn't become tameh. And in the day you can't eat it. Let's say, because it's kutche, dorot. But eat it at night. That's the question according to this version. Why they burn it? Why they burn it? So the Gemara asks, they should have waited and eaten it at night. Don't burn it. Tum'a be'ones bat. There was an ones. Shadatsu la'ashota adalayla ul'ochlan kulan yahad v'nitmed be'ones. Which means it was an ones. They put it on the side. Something happened. Which means the
Moshe. The Kodesh.
Look, could be somebody touched it. Bishogeg, shared it. Not that. So maybe I got Miriducha, you did something, you touched it, did something. So why did they get upset from this? Why did Moshe have a problem with this? Moshe, why did Aaron have a problem with this? When Moshe claims against him, oh, maybe I got Miriducha, you got all nervous and whatever, something happened. If it happened twice this one, I would have been careful, I wouldn't have been pushing out.
No, because Aaron didn't get them in the end. The item that
no, yeah. Nobody became tameh. So what Moshe was saying, maybe you became tameh.
Right, you weren't careful.
Your mind was, so you took your mind off the tara. Has v'shalom, I'm a kohen. I wouldn't be poshah be kochei shemayim. Good, so they put the meat on the side, but the meat became tameh.
Yeah,
shit is dropped on it. Whatever, okay, fine. Yeah, I hear that. Oh, so they fought. So beautiful. So we have two different pshatim. Gorgeous pshatim.
They
wouldn't be in it. They wouldn't eat it. They couldn't eat it in the day because there's aninut. Either ate the other stuff. No, we agreed to this koche shah that you can eat during the day, but koche dorot no. Good. So nothing happened to it. Eat it at night. Ones became tameh, out of their control. And the first rabbi mechamia, they didn't eat the hatat because that's koche shah. So koche shah, you're not allowed to eat. Okay, kochesha not allowed to eat. So they ate the kochedor. They ate, I'm sorry, kochesha they were allowed to eat. They ate the kochesha baninut. And the hatat, they didn't eat. So why did they leave the hatat at night? They can't eat the baninut. So according to the first opinion, why did they leave it till the night? Midrabanan. So they were acting for the dorot? There's no drabanan. Why didn't they eat it at night?
I think that's the next question.
Bishlamal Rabbanan hanu dichtiv hayom. According to Rabbanan, it says v'achalti hatat hayom, meaning Nechamia's Rabbanan's good. Meaning I can't eat it today, I can eat it tonight. Ela Rabbi Nechamia mai hayom. What's hayom? What does Rashi say? Bishlamal Rabbanan da'amni echad kodshe shavet kodshe dorot laila utad lahim. Velo yom, ad al laila you don't seem lashota. I'm looking back at the yom. Ani yonem v'chad yom. Adat shema lo shavat ela b'laila. Ela l'Rabbi Nechamia damar mashu talem hutar afilu biyom kochesh sha'a u mashu nesar afpa laila. Because I must hold that Ananut Laila was the Oraita. So therefore...
That wasn't an option.
Correct, that wasn't an option night. So why did he say, Bachati Ayom, even a Laila is Asur? Understand?
Yeah.
Gemara says, okay, there's one question. Another question. Bishtama l'ribine Hamya, haynu dichtiv hen hayom. El Rabbanan, mai hen hayom. Which means... Chovat hayom. Rashi. Mai hayom, chovat hayom. Doesn't mean today. Kolomar kodshe dorot shen chovat hayom shen rosh chodesh. Ata omer li lechol onen. Which means hen hayom doesn't mean today. He meant to say hatat hayom, the chobat hayom. That's the Aharon answering back.
Right.
Do you want me to eat the hatat hayom? Meaning hatat shehu chobat hayom shel kol hadorot. Not today, not tonight either. What hayom doesn't mean today, tonight. Tonight also I can't eat it. But you want me to eat just because Moshe says eat the other ones. That one's a kosher sha'a. So yeah, kosher sha'a. This is kosher doro. Okay, good. Pishlama. Pishlama. One more line, boys. Pishlama. Rabbi Nehemiah. Haynu dichtiv hen hayom. El Rabbanan, mai hen hayom. Rashi. That's the Aninut Rabbi. Hainu dichtiv hen hayom mikrivu. Klamar. Korban ze lechovat hayom karev bekodshe dorotu. Excellent. Va'ani ochlam onen bitmiha. Shema lo shamata ele b'shel sha'a. Good, so that pasuk makes sense. Hen hayom mikrivu. Which means these are... These are daily korbanot. These are korbanot that are brought specifically today. So just because I ate the kodshe sha'a, you mean you want me to eat the kodshe dorot? Kalomar korban ze lechovat hayom karev vekodshe dorotu. Oh,
hayom he said is
chovat. Right, which means hayom is chovat hayom. He says, hey, hayom, this is a chovat hayom, which is kodshe dorot. You want me to eat it baninut? If I eat the other stuff. That's because it's kosher sha'a. So if it makes sense, another way of explaining it. Ela rabbanan de amishema lo shamata ela balayla. Oh, but according to the other rabbis, they said what? Yeah, we can't eat it in the day, but we can eat it at night. Mai hi de kamale min hen hayom mikribo. Right, according to that version, why does it say hen hayom? Meaning, you want us to eat it, well, it makes sense, you want us to eat it today? No, we can eat it only at the night. Why is that a question? Why is that a question? Bishtamal Rabbi Nehemia haynu dichtiv hayom. El Rabbanan mai hen hayom. He says, Ladat Rabbi Yehuda, kavanat Aaron hayta lomar she'isur aninut lo hutar ela balayla. Okay? Uldatam alo chalep kodshen turut kodshen sha'ah. ואם כן, מה התכוון אהרון כאשר אמר הן היום מקריבו? אה, אז חוסלום. According to רבי יהודה and רבי שמעון, they're not making a חילוק between קודשי שעה and קודשי דורות. Is that possible? Which means, no, so why did they eat the other ones? According to רבי יהודה, why did they eat the other ones?
Maybe did they come
to this? It says קודשי שעה. Say
they just ate it at night.
No. Oh, those ate at night also?
No, I mean, I'm always wishing to make them the night.
You said you ate these. You ate these, what about those? So what does Aaron come along and say? Aaron comes along and says, Hena Yom, today we're bringing these items, which is according to the view that would be Shimon, they don't make a that issue, exactly. Their issue was not saying the Hatat is a Kodsheh Dorot issue. Their issue was, they were saying it became tameh. They would have eaten it from the aninut standpoint. They just waited. They would have waited till the night. So what do you say? Hey, Nayom, this is a chovat hayom. This is a kodshe dorot issue. That wasn't their claim. They don't make him kodshish sha'ar kodshin
dodo. Don't lie.
I thought they do.
That's why they waited.
They brought, I didn't bring. Hen hikribu.
So they brought it.
They didn't bring it. Any kribu? Any krapti? Amar Dilma Ba'aninut Akrifteh. You told me maybe it was brought Ba'aninut Bechihen Banai Jototayom. Ani Krapti Etakol. Okay, fine. But my last question is, so according to that opinion of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, Aninut was not the problem, and that's why they were planning to eat the Chatat as well, because Aninut is the Oraita in the day itself. So they were going to wait till the night, and something happened. So why did they eat the other ones during the day?
They made the kosher shah.
So then why can't you explain the pasuk like this? Because they said, this is a chomat hayom, which is Aharon, Moshe, Rabbeinu, Tom, you ate the other ones.
According to Rabbi Yehuda, that's good. This is what I'm supposed to eat, and that's Hosha'ah. But the answer to
the answer according to the other one is
yeah, you gotta eat it anyway. But tonight
you're allowed to eat it, but you ate the other ones during the day. Why did you eat the other ones during the day? They were given the same answer. Why couldn't you say Hayom? You want us to eat this? This is Chovat Hayom, which is Chovat Sha'ah. Therefore, Chovat Sha'ah is not to have the day. We have to wait till the night.
Why can't you say that?
Why can't you just say this is a Chovat Sha'ah? But it's Chovat Dolos, which is different. It's Chovat Zeh. Therefore, we can't do what we did tonight. We have to wait till the night.
Okay. We're starting with the Amar Mor. It's a little of the ways up. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 from the top. Amar Mor Ayu Lishloshtan Chisarfu, which means if the Hatat Rosh Chodesh is a din in Aninut, so they burnt the Hatat. What are you burning the Hatat for? They should have burnt all the Korbanot, all three. What's the three that they should have burnt? Which is according to the Mini Hamya. It's an Aninut issue. So what happened? They couldn't eat the Hatat because it was Onen. So they, and at night also, so what they do when it came to night, they burnt it. So they should have burnt all of them. What's the three that he was referring to? My Shiloshtan. So it's the three Hata'ot that they're referring to. Three Hata'ot were brought that day. The Tanya. We have a Braita. It's Seira Hatat Darosh Darash Moshe. Now regarding the Seira Hatat, Moshe Rabbeinu made a Dirashah on it. Was it Darosh Darash? So there were three. Seir Ze Seir Nachshon. Nachshon bin Aminadav was the Nasi that brought the Korban on the first day. So he brought a Sa'id as well, that's Hatat. Hatat, Zu Hatat Shemini. That was the Hatat that they brought to Yom Shemini for the inauguration. Darosh, Zeh Sa'id Shel Rosh Chodesh. Yachosh, Toshtan Nisrifu, Talmud Lomar, Vine Soraf. Echad Nisraf, Velosh Toshtan Nisrifu. Soraf, Zeh Nisrifu. So they only burnt the Hatat of Rosh Chodesh. Which was, no, according to Nehemiah, did not become Tameh. No, according to Rabbi Nehemiah, he makes the haluk between Kodesh Sha'ah and Kodesh Dorot. That was the Kodesh Dorot that they burnt, and the other ones they actually ate. So it says, Darosh Darash, Shtedishot Lamali, which is why the Moshe says Darosh Darash. What's the double Darosh Darash? Amalehu, Moshe Tazaron. Bepneima Hatadzu Nisrefa. Elu munachot, darosh darash. Why this one you ate and this one you burnt? Ve'eni yodaya ezihu. Now, how do we know which one was burnt? Kishu omer ve'otan natan lechem laset et avon ha'eda. Moshe Rabbeinu, regarding the one that was burnt, says, what did you burn it for? There's kapara for that chatat. God gave that chatat in order to make kapir for the avon of the ha'eda. Must be a ve'omer zesei shel rosh chodesh, which is indeed brought to kapara to Bnei Yisrael. That's how we know, because it doesn't say it was the seed of Rosh Chodesh. It says the seed of Chatat was burnt. How do you know it was the seed of Chatat? Because it says Vota Natan Nachem Nasim Ta'avon Aida, which has to be Rosh Chodesh. So the Gemara says Shapir Ka'amrede. That's a good claim that Aaron had against Moshe. So the Gemara says, that the Yehuda has against the Nehemia, which means why did they burn all three? So Yehuda says the Nehemia the Tame the Amar Kocheshaha Lo Pasla Behu Alinut, that he holds that the Kocheshaha do not posel Alinut, which means the ones that are once in a lifetime korbanot, even though you onen, you eat barinut. Kocher Shah, you don't learn from Kocher Doron. It's not posel. Good. So therefore, what's the only one that's going to be posel? The Hatat of Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, they waited at night. At night, they can't bring it either because Aninut Laila is the right according to the Minhamiya. They have no choice but to burn it. So then we can explain the machloket clearly. The Gemara says they told Rabbi Nehemia good, because they told him, what do you mean? What did you burn the hatat for? You should have burnt all of them. Aninut is aninut. Ah, so the Nehemia holds as a chiluk between kochei sha'ah and kochei dorot. The kochei sha'ah aninut doesn't apply to the kochei dorot. Aninut applies to. That's why they had to burn the hatat. Beautiful. The other shita, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, they hold that first of all, aninut laila doesn't apply. Minat Torah. Aninut Laila Aninut Yom applies Minat Torah. Therefore, in the day, they cannot eat any, because he doesn't make a haluk between Kochei Sha'ah and Kochei Dorot. Aninut hit on all three. But once the night came, they technically would have been able to eat all three. So Moshe Rabbeinu says, so why did you burn the Hatat? Oh, because the Hatat, something happened to it, it became Tameh, be honest. Therefore, everything is fine according to that Shita. That's what the Gemara asked on early on the Daf. How do they explain the word Hen Hayom? Because according to Rabbi Nehemia, he explained Hen Hayom, which means we bring in Chobat Hayom. There's a chiluk between Chobat Hayom, which is Hatat of Rosh Chodesh, and the other ones. Whereas Rabbi Shimon and Yehuda don't make that chiluk, so how do they learn the Hen Hayom? That's the Gemara gave a different answer to explain the Hen Hayom according to them. It's not the Chobat Hayom issue, because to them there's no chiluk between Chobat Hayom or Chobat Sha'ah. Okay, very good. Amar Mor. Okay, now we go to the Amar Mor. Ayadu Luchna La'erev. So they tell Rabbi Nehemia. They say, okay, you hold Aninut. They didn't eat it in the day. But they should have waited till the night to eat it. Shapir Ka'amri Le. They said, good to him. Kasabar Aninut Laila Deoraita. He holds Aninut Laila Deoraita. Therefore, there's not an option to eat it at night. Therefore, they had to say a different answer. דבר אחר, ואלו פרחס היה מהם. That was not a claim. Forget about אנינות. Let's say the אנינות. They can't eat it, which means נדב אביהו died, אלעזר ואיתמר and left. They can't eat because they're on him. But פרחס is also a כהן. Give the קורבן to פרחס to eat. אמרה says, סבלה כרבי אלעזר. אמר רבי אלעזר, אמר רבי חנינא, לא נתקיים פרחס. עד שהרגול לזמרי נכתיב היצלור זרוע חרב ברית כהונת עולם. פנחס was a כהן yet. His כהונה didn't come until he killed זמרי. Therefore, it was no option to give the קורבן to פנחס. רב אשר said פנחס came a כהן actually much later on. When עד ששם שלום בין השבטים שנאמר וישמע פנחס הכהן הוציאה העדה וראשי אלפי ישראל. That was a story in the נביאים. When the times of Yeshua, Bnei Gad, Bnei Reuven built a monument on the other side of the Midbar, and because they wanted the Eved HaYarden, the Jewish people thought they were doing Avodah Zarah, so they wanted to make war against them. So Pinchas went with a delegation to see what was going on over there, and they actually saw that no, they weren't doing it to commemorate the Torah. They weren't doing anything anything wrong. It wasn't Avodah Zarah at all. So Pinchas came back and told everybody, no, they're okay. It's Shalom. So he made peace between Bnei Yisrael who wanted to make a civil war. At that point, the Pasuk says, Vayishma Pinchas HaKohen. Now they called Pinchas HaKohen for the first time. So it's Mahlokin when he became the Kohen. Either way, it's after the story of Mitat Nadav Avihu. The Gemara says, V'idach Nameh.
Ve'aketiv ve'italo zaru aharav. What does the Asher do with the first pasuk? This is ve'italo zaru aharav by Zimri. Ki ketiv ve'ahu be'beracha odichtiv. No, that means you love the beracha. That's all it means. Not the keuna. You love the beracha, but it's shalom, whatever it may be. But it doesn't mean kohen. Oh, ve'idach me haketiv ve'ishpa pinas a kohen. Oh, what does the other rabbi do? It says by Yoshua that at that point when he made peace, he became Pinchas HaKohen. At that point, that's coming to say that the children, his children, are going to have the status of him, meaning Kohen Gadol, which is really he became a Kohen after he killed Zimri. And when he made Shalom B'Shevatim, he got an extra beracha that his zera will be b'ma'alah gedulah shel keuneh kohanim gedolim. Right? Which means, and that's the law, by the way, kohanim gedolim all came from Pinchas. Which means Pinchas HaKohen was upgrade. He was a Kohen Gadol, let's say. But his children, no. At that point when he made the Shalom, they upgraded his kids to become kohanim gedolim as well. Kavz Gemara continues. Amar Rav, Moshe Rabbeinu, Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu had a status of a Kohen Gadol, Meholek, Bekodshe Shamayim Haya. And we get a piece of the Korbanot, Shnei Emar, Me'el Miluim Moshe Haya Lemana. The El Miluim was a Korban Shlamim that was burnt on the 7 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan. The Hazeh, the chest of the animal, was given to Moshe as a gift, Me'et Hashem. So you see what? He's eating Korbanot. That means he's a Kohen. It's Cholek Matanot. Metive. The Gemara has a question. V'halo Pinchas Ya'imahem. V'mi'italem V'halo Moshe Rabbeinu Ya'imahem. Strong question. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen. Why did the B'Yudah and the B'Shim'on, when they asked against the B'Nechamya, they said, what do you mean Onen? Pinchas was there. Let the man start to ask better. Moshe was there. Give it to Moshe. Moshe was not Onen. Gemara said, no, the Mashani Moshe did Tarid B'Shechina. Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen, but he's busy. He's busy back and forth with the Shekhinah, so it wasn't an option to give it to Moshe Rabbeinu. How do we know he's busy in Har Sinai, always you know, with the Shekhinah? The Damar Mor, Moshe Bashkama Ala, or Bashkama Yarad. Moshe Rabbeinu always went up to Har Sinai in the morning and came down in the morning. So he was always by Har Sinai. He was busy there his days dealing with the Shekhinah, talking to the Shekhinah. So he could be a Kohen, but the reason why the Yehuda and the Bishon didn't discuss Moshe Rabbeinu because they knew he's Tarud. Tarud Bishkinah is busy. Oh, the Gemara says, Metive, it says in the Pasuk, Lechem Elohav Mekodshe HaKodashim, Omen HaKodashim Yochal. This is talking about a Kohen that's a Baal Mum. Torah says by a Baal Mum, he's able to eat Mikotche Kodashim, that's the holy of Oz, and he's able to eat from the regular Kadashim, meaning Kadashim Kalim. So the Gemara says, In the Emru Kotche Kodashim, Namane Emar Kadashim Kalim. In the Emru Kadashim Kalim, Namane Emar Kotche Kodashim. Why did the position write both? That a Baal Mum can eat from both levels of Korbanot. Shilu lo Neemar Kadashim Kalim, if it just would have said Kadashim Kalim. הייתי אומר קודשי קדשים הוא דאוכל שהרי אילו לא נאמר קדשים קלים. If it did not say קדשים קלים, I would have said what? שרק קודשי קדשים הוא דאוכל שהרי הותרו לזר ולהן. Which means we found a case that קודשי קדשים a zar can eat, even a non-Kohen. Okay, we'll see. Also, since we find Kodesh Kodashim that even a non-Kohen can eat, so we can be lenient by a Baal Mum. However, Kadashim Kalim lo yochal. But we never found that a Zar can eat Kadashim Kalim. That's why I had to say Kadashim Kalim. The Gemara goes the other way. If it wouldn't have said Kodesh Kodashim, Hayiti Omer, but Kadashim Kalim yeochem Kalim. Simple. Kadashim Kalim they can eat a Baal Mum because it's Kal. אבל קודשי קודשים לא יהיה אוכל לקח דבר קודשי קודשים וכאן הם הקדשים קלים קטן עם מיד שערי הותרו לזהר ולהן who's the זהר? לב משה which means the קודשי קודשים and the bright that's it I would be lenient on קודשי קודשים for Baal because I found the זהר can eat it who's the זהר that is קודשי קודשים? משה that El Miluim that they brought on the first day of the inaugurations 7 days was considered like a קודשי קודשים even though we call it a שלמי they're the status of a Kodesh Kodashim, and who ate it? Moshe. And he's calling him a Zar. You just said Moshe Rabbeinu is a Kohen. Now the Brayta is calling him a Zar. Understand? Gemara says, Amar Rav Sheshadla, Bebama Lezar. Ukh Tevle Omer Yesh Mincha Bebama. It means no, a real Zar. Kodesh Kodashim, according to some opinions, which is called the Mincha, was brought on a Bama. Oh, so if it was born on a bama, who eats the meat that goes on a bama? Bama is a private altar in the guy's backyard. Who eats it? Anybody. Oh, so we found that kodshe kodashin that's brought on a bama, according to some opinions, eaten by a zan. So the Bible says maybe kodashim can be eaten by a kodashim by bamu as well. Not Moshe. Zar means a regular zar on the bama. She says, בקודשי קלים, לא, במה כאמר, דבר משי, דהותרו לזר. וכתברי האומר, בפרק האחרון, יש מנחה בבמה קטנה, ומנחה קודשי קדשים, הוא נצא מנחה, מנחה מקודשי קדשים, ואוכלים שיריה זרים, שהיו עובדים בבמה הקטנה, which is the זרים, worked on a regular בבמה קטנה, they were the כהנים, so to speak. שהזר עובד שם, כדבר פרק מטרה, אבל קדשים קלים לא יוכל בחזה ושוק של כהנים, שהרי לא הותר לזר. But by קדשים קלים, we did not find for the זר. זה לא השכחן זר חולק במורם משלמי יחיד. Which means the parts that get divided by the כהנים, in the שלמים part, הזר does not get. But in the Kodesh Kodeshim, we found that they get part of the divi that goes to the Kohanim. Where we find that in the Bama. Tilu beMikdash, nocha the Kohanim. What about Bama Ketana? Bama Ketana lo haya hazeh v'shok. There was no hazeh v'shok on Bama Ketana. Didn't exist that part of the animal that went to the Kohen. Kedetanya beperek matra hazeh v'shok Bama Gedola v'hazeh v'shok Bama Ketana. But rules. You'll learn it later on in the Perek and Masicha. There was no Hazeh Veshuk. You can ask me a question. If they ate the Kohen's part on the Kodesh Kodashim of a Bama, so for sure they ate the Kohen's part on a Shelamim of a Bama. No, they didn't. There was no Kohen's part on the Bama. There was no Hazeh Veshuk on the Bama. Pesukim.
I mean the Deen is not.
The Deen. There was no Deen. You don't bring it. So then you don't give it. So then you can't bring me a Raya. Oh, if they ate Kodesh Kodashim, Kodesh Kodashim Kalim, they didn't exist. Didn't exist. Oh, so therefore, the Gemara says, so I found that Tawat Kadashim, Kodesh Kadashim, is Mutar, Bezar. Who's the Zar? Must be Moshe. Nah, Moshe really is a Kohen. Who's the Zar? We found that Kodesh Kodashim meat is eaten by what? Zar Bebama. Oh, so I was maybe only Kodesh Kodashim, but not Kodeshim Kalim, because we know Kodeshim Kalim born on a Bama, the Gabedat. So the Gemara says, because we have no Daya. Amar Mor, Amar Rav Shesha, lo over, okay, Metivet. Okay, Miriam. Miriam, she got Sara'at, Miriam, yes? So now they have to put her in quarantine. So Gemara says, Mi Hizgira, who took her? First you need somebody to say that she's a Metzora'at first, because you need a Kohen to do that. Right? Kohen has to make the ruling on her. And then you can take her out of the Mahaneh. So who processed the Sara'at of Miriam? So it says, "If tomorrow Moshe is gira, Moshe is zaru." This it says, "If you tell Moshe did it, Moshe can't do it. He's a zar. He's not a kohen. And the tzara is only done by the kohanim. Ve'en zaru et negaim. Zar is not doing negaim. To clearly have a question because he is calling Moshe Rabbeinu a zar. If tomorrow Aaron is gira, can be Aaron karofu. Ve'en karofu et negaim. It's a relative. Relative cannot see the negaim of his family. Ela." Oh, so Kaneh is a brother. Brother is different than brother. I'll show you this one. I'll show you the question. I could have asked that by Moshe Rabbeinu as well. You could have asked that Moshe Rabbeinu as well. It's like for another reason. He's a zar. Even if he wasn't a relative, it's like a better answer. Even if he wasn't a brother, he's still a suit because he's not a kohen. Aaron is a kohen, but he's a brother. Ela kavod gadol halak la kadosh baruch hu le Miriam. אותה שעה אני כהן ואני מסגירה אני חולטה ואני פותרה. בורא עולם says I'm going to give כבוד מרים הנביאה, now I'm a כהן for this. הקדוש ברוך הוא says אני כהן ואני מסגירה, he made the ruling on her, that's the initial process. אני חולטה, in this case it wasn't a regular מוחלט. Normally מוחלט is after 7 days. If the sarat is still there, the kohen looks at it again and then puts it in a second stage. Here it was immediately muzgar, muhlat, it's confined, it's confirmed, and what? Potra, and I'll take her out also after 7 days. The kohen has to make the ruling that she's okay.
But what do you see from this braita? Katani mihat, Moshe zar. Ve'en zar ro'e et negaim. So it says he's a zar. Amar of Nachman. Bar Yitzhak, Shani marot negaim da'aron u'banav ketubim beparasha. Negaim, Moshe really was a Kohen. But the gezerata ketub by negaim, it says Aharon u'banav. Which means, he's a Kohen for other things. But for negaim, what do we do? Gezerata ketub, Aharon u'banav. That's gezerata ketub, so that's why I cannot see it. Baruch Hashem. Amen.